This is A-State Connections. I'm Jonathan Reeves. The national theme for this year's festivities to celebrate the legacy of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is unity. This year's activities take place Sunday afternoon at the Jonesboro High School Performing Arts Center, and Monday's 11 o'clock parade and noon program will be held on the campus of Arkansas State University. Telling us more is Ashley Wilson. She's a public relations and marketing manager with the Craighead County Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Committee.
For the past several years, we have started our main day program the day before with our youth celebration. And this year, things are going to start on January 20th. We're going to host our youth event at the Jonesboro High School Auditorium. So they've been gracious to allow us to come on their campus, and we're really thankful for that. That program's going to start at 3:30. Our youth are so excited. Each year we get more and more young people, and our first rehearsal, I think we had at least 60 young people already before we even, got to our second and third practices. So this is really good. So we know we're going to get more. We're very excited. And each year, the young people, they just get more and more excited. After they see the program, they want to be a part. So we're happy about that. And then our main day program is going to be on that Monday, January the 21st. And we're going to start in a different location this year. Last year, we were just outside the student union where we started our march, and we ended up at the Fowler Center. We're still going to be at the Fowler Center when we have our main day program that's going to start at 12. But we're going to start at the at the ROTC building, at the armory there on the ASU campus, and we're going to work our way on over to the Fowler Center. As I've previously said, we're going to start a little later this year because of weather and just things of that nature. We're going to start our march this time at 11 instead of 10 a.m. So we're going to gather at 10, and then we're going to start marching, taking our first steps right at 11. We're real, as usual, we get excited every time of year comes. It's a lot of work, but it's worth it to put out the message that we're trying to put forth and just kind of bring the community together for, one unified theme, which is great because this year's theme is unity. That's the national theme. We always kind of just follow the national theme each year. And so this year it's unity. And we have a great speaker coming from Lane College. He's the president, actually, Dr. Logan Hampton. He is a phenomenal young man. He's done some great things at that university there. He's increased their enrollment and has enhanced their educational programs. And he has a doctorate degree from UALR, a master's from Northwestern State University, very intelligent. And he has a lot of things under his belt. We're looking forward to hearing what he has to say, the message that he's going to put forth to us. And so we're really excited, as I said, and it's a lot of work as usual, but worth it.
And it's always good to be able to get the community involved in this. This isn't the 17th year, is that correct, Ashley?
It is. It is our 17th year, and we have grown each year since the day one, and we have, touched so many different people. We've brought in different individuals to kind of get their hands in the mix so they can kind of, we can just have as many people involved and sharing the same message and have an opportunity to volunteer and do something selfless to spread a message of love and unity and change, social change. And we're really excited because we are collaborating with two new entities. One of them, which is, this will be our second year, is with ASU. Sam House has been just gracious to allow us to be on campus, and he's just a great man, and he has been just open to us and allowing us into y'all's buildings and just giving us the volunteer and the help and the support that we need for our main day program and also Jonesboro High School. So we just, every time we connect with someone new, we know that we're doing something right. And so we're hoping to continue to make those connections every year and involve more people and in more organizations in the community. And hopefully, in the next couple of years, everyone, you know, in the city of Jonesboro, which is ideal. We would have touched everyone in the city of Jonesboro in some way to be involved in this great celebration.
Ashley Wilson joins me here on A-State Connections on KASU. What does it mean? You were talking a little bit about this, about having Jonesboro High School and Arkansas State University involved in this. What does it mean to have, you know, Arkansas State involved in these kinds of recognitions that are so important to the community?
You know, we have a university that needs to be that support. We have lots of diverse individuals at ASU. And so to be able to connect with a big entity as such, where we can connect with a lot of people and get involved with a lot of people, which is Dr. King's message. I mean, he wants everybody to be on the same page, nonviolence for social change and to love and to unify and, you know, forget color, but also embrace diverse people and just embrace who we are as individuals and embrace who we are in our cultures. So it means a whole lot to be able to connect with ASU, like I said, because we have so many different people that we can spark those conversations with and try to provoke and promote change on such a big caliber. So it really actually enhances our message, it enhances our organization, and it enhances our day. So just having that connection with ASU has been phenomenal and has been a really big thing for our organization, and we hope to continue that relationship.
And I love that message, unity, because, boy, if there's ever a time when we needed more unity, that time is now.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I definitely agree. But it's going to take an individual decision. Like, as individuals, you know, we have to make a choice to say, hey, I want to be a part of something that is going to make me better. It's going to make the person next to me better. And it's going to, start building leadership and understanding and respect so our young people can do it. Just like starting to break a lot of these stereotypes and traditions and things that aren't beneficial for the whole. I mean, as individuals, you know, we may have our own personal things that we think are important and not knocking any of that. But when it starts to affect, you know, a group of people or the whole in such a detrimental way, I think as individuals, we have to say, I don't want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of something greater and something that's more positive and that's going to help enhance us as a people, as a nation, as, you know, for our generations to come.
All these events that are taking place, always open to the public. Everyone's invited to come on out and check everything out. Isn't that right, Ashley?
Yes, yes. We want everyone to come. We want people to volunteer. You don't have to just be a church member. You don't have to have ever worked the MLK Day. We want any and everybody. Bring your organizations out. If you want to march, just if you're part of an organization, we just ask that you have your banner out there so we can recognize you and we can know who you are and so we can continue those relationships. If you don't have a banner, fine. We still want you there. We're still going to connect with you. And just if you want to volunteer, you can contact me at my email address, mlkjr_PR2001@yahoo.com. That's mlkjrday_PR2001@yahoo.com. Or you can contact our chair, Kanisha Ross, at 870-623-1951. We love to hear from you.
And that is Ashley Wilson. Program Sunday will be held at Jonesboro High School at 3:30, and the Monday parade will start at 11 o'clock near the Military Science Building at Arkansas State. Noon program is at the Fowler Center. I'm Jonathan Reeves for A-State Connections.